इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इतिहास। इन दिस न्यू सेगमेंट द फाइव ईयर फेस्टिवल वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग द इंडियन जनरल इलेक्शन सो फार। वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस थ्री ऑफ देम एंड टुडे वी कम टू एन इलेक्शन विच इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ इंडियन जनरल इलेक्शंस बिकॉज यू सी अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स सिग्निफिकेंटली चेंजिंग दैट पॉइंट ऑनवर्ड्स। आई एम टुडे गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट द 1967 जनरल इलेक्शंस, द फोर्थ वन इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंट इंडिया। लेट मी गिव यू अ बिट ऑफ बैकग्राउंड ऑफ दैट इलेक्शन। द लास्ट टाइम वी डिस्कस 62 इलेक्शंस, following that shortly we had the 1962 Indo-Chinese war. Even barring that, we have had the death of the first prime minister of India, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, followed by a very short tenure of the second prime minister, Lal Bahadur Shastri, and his death also. We also saw a war, the 1965 Indo-Pakistan war. We also saw the food insecurity looming large, and then, you know, somehow we had a solution after the Green Revolution movement. On this background, the 1967 election happened, and to talk about that in detail, I have with me Neha Phadke Mahajan. Neha, welcome back to Itihas. It's great to have you here for the five-year fest. Sure. Episodes. And over to you.
See, 1967 election was special in many ways. Right now, we are in 2019.
Yes.
And we Indians, like the millennials, are quite used to this politics of coalition. But that was not the case in 67. Indian National Congress was not a political party. Since its inception,
yes,
it was a social movement where there are different identities, different classes, different communities. They have come together for the sake of India's independence. So at that time, Indian National Congress was not a political party,
correct,
but it was a political movement.
Correct.
After India got independence in 1952, 57, 62, the Indian National Congress contested election as a political party. But as Rajni Kothari pointed out, or as the theory of one-party dominance, where Congress or a single political party dominated Indian politics 20 years, 30 years. But that's still the case. Where BJP, though it's the politics of alliance, BJP is still the dominant political party in
India. Yeah.
So we can't imagine Indian politics where two or three dominant parties are calling the shots.
Right.
It's always one single political party. Mm. So in 67, I think that this politics of coalition, this politics of multiple political players in action started in 67. First, I'll start with some factual details because
sure.
those are also very interesting.
Sure.
That election happened in February 1967.
Correct.
And that was the last election where people of our nation voted to elect the union as well as state legislature.
Oh, okay.
This never happened after that. And another interesting detail is, in 1967, 61.1% population voted.
That is
and that was the highest witnessed voter turnout so far.
Wow.
In that election, for the first time, Congress experienced the disenchantment of citizens.
Yes.
Where people started thinking of different options other than Congress.
Absolutely.
This particular election witnessed emergence of multiple players, as I said, multiple political parties. And that was something which is very new for Indian politics.
Right.
So, Congress at that time won 283 seats. Actually, NDA last time in 2014
had
won 283 seats.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the big number for BJP.
Yes.
But that was not the case in 67.
Yes, correct.
In 62, Congress won 361 seats. In 67, they won 283 seats.
It was a drop.
It was a drop. Plus, Congress lost 8 major state assemblies, including Uttar Pradesh. In this election, Janasangha emerged as the third largest political party. Political journey of Janasangha started since 1967.
Correct.
If we look at the politics of Indian National Congress, we can simply divide it in three time zones. From 1952 to 1967, 1967 till 1992, and 1992 onwards. So, 67 was like a decisive turn in Congress's politics.
67 is also very special because that is sort of a beginning of Indira Gandhi's journey to ultimate powers.
So in 60s, a different nature, or we can say a different form of Congress party was experienced by Indian citizens. For example, the idea of kitchen cabinet emerged in this period.
Right.
The idea of favoritism emerged in this era. The corruption or the misuse of power concentration of power.
Yes.
People were experiencing this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So people were looking at Congress with a very different lens.
Mm.
67 election, or the results of 67 election, was a proof of moral decline of Indian National Congress, which started happening in India. Even people were not happy with the governance per se, because there was drought, people were hungry, there was unemployment, there was inflation. Today there are different social media channels, there are different NGOs who are, you know, questioning the government, who are clearly or constantly analyzing the performance of government. This was not the case in 67. There was no social media.
Absolutely.
There were no NGOs. There were no think tanks. Nothing was there. Still, people started questioning incompetency of government.
Mm.
There were two wars which we fought. We lost 62 war.
Yes.
And we lost two prime ministers.
Yes.
So when Western world was looking at the situation, London Times wrote a extensive series of articles saying that 67 election will be the last election in India and military will take over and democracy will, you know, disintegrate, and it's a threat for Asia's peace and stability.
It is an absolute credit of us that we defied all of these predictions and we still managed to survive as a single country till date.
So I always think, or I always find this election especially very fascinating, because there were left players emerged, there were right wing, basically opposition. There was something called opposition. Emerged in India.
Yeah.
Because that was not the case, as I said, till 67. And that unchallengeable supremacy was challenged for the first time.
Correct.
In 67.
Correct.
So, and even the negative side, or we can say the negative reality, or harsh reality of 67 is, for the first time, this election expressed the cracks in nation's socio-political edifice after the electoral system was set up in 1952.
Right.
Because for the first time, people started thinking that, okay, my caste or my religion is not being fully represented.
Yes.
Politicization of caste.
Yes.
Politicization of religion started happening after 67. So this was something new which our society was experiencing.
Yes.
That's very fascinating, because whenever there is a political system which is secular, which is flexible enough, if the society is giving you the space to express your dissent, to express your opposition, to express your unhappiness towards the existing system, then that dissent can be channelized. That's what happened in 67.
Absolutely.
That's the credit of Congress government. Like, Congress government, though it was highly concentrated on a power front, they would have come up with the system saying that you can't form your own political party.
Mm.
You have to vote for Congress.
Yeah.
But our system was flexible enough and our system gave that space so they can come up with institutional ways of dealing with that dissent.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you can imagine that there was drought, there was no food, there was no infrastructure, there was inflation. Citizens could easily come up with the idea of overthrowing the government.
Yes.
That dissent was extremely well channelized.
Right.
In the form of different political players.
Right.
So I think when we are talking about nature of our constitution, when we are saying that it's based on equality, it's based on equal opportunities, it's based on secularism, it's based on justice, these are not just simple words.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually put them in practice in 1967 and elections onwards.
Absolutely.
So that way, 67 is the beginning of a political system which is based on discussions.
Yes.
Which is based on institutional mechanisms.
And where alternatives exist in the system.
Or where people have faith in system that my alternative is going to work.
Correct. This is a very crucial and a very historic election for this sole purpose, that there can be an institutional mechanism put in place to channelize their own thoughts, their ideologies, and simultaneously express their faith in the system that somehow, somewhere, the system will definitely work out. Election obviously again had a Congress government, although as we discussed, their seats had dropped from the previous election. And then a lot of factions in Congress emerged. And there were other several factors which also emerged, like the Jayaprakash Narayan phenomena. I have to call it phenomena. JP movement was a significant thing that happened in Indian politics. But that is something that is to be discussed as a background for the next election. So we stop here for today. Neha, thank you very much
for your
inputs. And keep listening. Stay tuned.